Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Bites?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me mine.
Ready, ready.
Ready, Freddy.
Ready, ready, ready.
Welcome to Mama's and My Love.
Oh, that's...
that was our cold opening. I got bronchitis.
I ain't got time for this.
Ain't nobody got time for this. You see, I was... Never mind. Do the intro and then I'll bring that up.
Welcome to Mama's and Merlot, everybody. My name is Vanessa. And with me this week is Christy. Welcome back, Christy.
Hello. I feel like I haven't been here forever.
Yes, you finally got over your cooties. And
barely.
And this week, Stephanie is not here because she's doing... other stuff. No, she's...
I think she's babysitting duty today.
No.
She's at AV.
Tomorrow she's at AV.
Oh, I thought she's at Dave's show. Okay. Her husband, Stephanie's husband, is doing a... because he's in a band. So his band has a show tonight. And that's why Stephanie's not here. Because she's being a supportive wife or whatever.
Instead of being with us.
Yeah. But...
what's that about, guys?
We're better than Dave.
Totally.
Hi, Dave.
Love you, BFF. But on that note, Missy's here.
Hey.
Hi, Missy. Hey, girl. Hey.
Oh my God, I haven't heard Hey, Girl. Hey.
I feel like we don't spend enough time together.
Oh, at all.
At all.
But bringing up your bronchitis real quick and just hashtag humble brag, when you put that gif about how you have bronchitis and nobody picked up on it, I did. And I was like, wait, do you really have bronchitis? And then she really did have bronchitis and everyone felt like shit because nobody picked up on it.
No, I saw it and I was like, okay, she has bronchitis.
When do I not get a cold and get bronchitis? It's like...
is that your thing? Like, yeah. You always get a... I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either, but she was like, she put a... because we talk in meme and gif all the time.
Well, so isn't that how you talk now?
Well, yeah. But she put that she had bronchitis and I'm like, okay, she has bronchitis. We knew she was sick. We knew it was really bad. I blame the Disney germs, but I'm not sure how they got so sick. Okay, so we've talked about this a couple times on a couple different episodes, but we all went to Disney together. The Missy family, the Christy family, and the Vanessa family. We did like the Airbnb. We got a house. Like, we spent...
a family vacation.
Yeah, we had a family vacation where nobody fought. It was amazing. Well... amongst the families, maybe, but like between friends, nobody fought.
I mean, I wasn't involved in anything. I was keeping the kids. I was buying you guys some time in the mornings.
Mm-hmm. Missy was on TT duty and she did fabulous.
Truly did.
I love these kids, bro. They're like so chill.
My kid is like, she's like, can I want to look at your cheeks? And she's like, okay.
Yeah, because I do this thing with Christy's kid, Nate. Christy and Jeff's kid, Nate. Hey, Jeff. where I think I started as a thing where I wanted him, like a way for him to feel more comfortable with me.
I think so.
And he was hesitant in the beginning, but I was like, I'll get you, kid, because I'm cool.
I'll get you.
And in this trip, or I think before, I started doing it where I was like, okay, Nate, let me check your cheeks because he has the most delicious cheeks. It looks like he's harvesting for winter, but it's just his cheeks. It's so
pretty much.
And then if he's excited or something, he's all flushed. So it's like red chipmunk chicks.
Chipmunk cheeks.
I am sober, by the way. And so during the trip, I would do this thing where I was like, okay, Nate, are we ready for Disney? And he'd be like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, one last thing. I need to check your cheeks. So, and I think in the beginning, he was like, well, what the fuck are you talking about? But towards the end, he was like, put his little face out. I'm like, okay, we got that one. We got the other one. We're ready to go.
He likes you.
He's cool.
All the kids like you.
Yeah.
All the kids are obsessed with TT Missy.
I'm kind of obsessed with them too. They're so much fun.
When they're being good, yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't like, it was, obviously, it was a Disney vacation, so just get rid of the word vacation, because...
Yeah, it was a trip
to Disney.
But to be fair, I honestly don't know if it's because, like, the way we did the parks, like, the first couple parks we went to, we did Animal Kingdom, and then we did Epcot. We weren't there the whole day.
Yeah, no.
We were only there for maybe, like, 5 or 6 hours each day, and then Sunday that we did Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, we went bigger, go home that day.
Right. But we got to the park after 12.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't get there right when the park opened.
It was a really chill vacation.
It really was. And Nary and I were talking, I'm like, I don't feel as exhausted as I normally do when we come to Disney. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know if it's the stroller, because we rented a stroller, because fuck the stroller that I have. But we rented a stroller. We rented like a baby jogger. You guys,
she fucking loved. She would not.
I did not. Nobody. I did not let anybody else push the stroller.
It was raining. Kids were crying, and she's looking at me going, "I fucking love this stroller."
And like, she's like pushing it up hills, and my mom's like looking at me, and she's like, "Do we need to help Vanessa? Does she need help?"
No.
Like, no, she really likes that stroller.
Yeah. I really. And because we did talk about it. Sophie broke her toe a couple weeks ago. So when we went to Disney, obviously she had a little like walking boot, so to protect her toe. So we got the wheelchair pass because we weren't sure how she was going to do with like the pain or whatever. So we were able to, like, the rides that accommodate wheelchairs, we were able to take the stroller through the line. And
your face going through Nemo.
The Finding Nemo ride is very windy. It's like just like an S shape. Back and forth. Every turn I took.
Have you ever seen Pig and Shit?
Yeah.
Like, she was so excited.
It was amazing.
I'm pretty sure she kicked up her legs at one point.
Yeah.
Like, there was, like,
I had times where there was, like, empty space around me. I was like, guys, watch this. And I was, like, spin the stroller in a circle.
Fast and Furious, the stroller.
It is amazing. You don't understand. When you have a shitty stroller for so long, and we've been putting up with a stroller for, like, 2 years now, and we got it because we figured, you know, Sophie's older, so it just needs to, like, sit one kid, but there's a spot for her to sit, like a little seat in the back, kind of like a sit and stand, but it's not the sit and stand. But it's just so flimsy. It's like only a little bit stronger than an umbrella stroller. The wheels are plastic and small. And then I get this baby jogger that has, it's like a jogging stroller. So it has a big, like, it comes with a pump to pump up the tires if the tires get flat. Like, it has real tires. I'm like, this is amazing.
She was happy with the stroller.
Yeah, see, like, I'm still,
like, thinking about it. Like, what was my favorite part of the trip? The stroller. The stroller that had the rain canopy so the kids didn't get wet.
Yeah, see, like, we've had our stroller. We got lucky with our stroller, but I know what you feel, because we got lucky. I love my Britax. Like, that thing has been with us for the last 4 years, and I swear by it. We did one trip that we did not want to take the stroller. Because we're like, oh, he doesn't really need it. Let's just, take...
It's like stroller porn.
An umbrella stroller. So my brother happened to have one.
Oh, down. That's a keeper.
So my brother happened to have one from my nephew. That he's like, oh, this one's good. It's a little bit more sturdy than a regular umbrella stroller. It's a little bit, it's not like vinyl-y at the back. Like, it's a cushioned, pillowy, you know. So we're like, okay, fine. Let's take it. We were miserable. Like, I kid you not, we were in Disney for the weekend. And at one point, me and Jeff, I literally looked at him and I was like, I want to just rent a stroller. Like, we were so miserable with this stroller because, and also one of the strollers, which I can't handle, I'm used to mine, it's a split bar on top. It's a handle on each side because it's the umbrella stroller. So there's just one handle on one side and one handle on the other side. That grip to walk with it hurts our wrists.
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole science behind this.
Yeah. Because you need to keep your wrists straight, but you end up like breaking your wrist. Like pushing your hands out,
and when you have
painful,
when you have the full bar, then you're used to the full bar. Yeah, you
can hold it. It's just like when you're typing. There's the correct way to type. Yeah. You're supposed to keep your wrists off the desk, but everybody like puts their wrist down. It's the same thing. You're supposed to keep your wrist straight. It hurts.
Well, there are certain ways that your joints shouldn't
right.
spend an extended amount of time. And I feel like if people don't engineer the shoulders the right way, the parents suffer a lot. Not that you guys don't, because I've said this before, but going on this trip with two, like, official families, like two kids and a mom and a dad and a mom and a grandma and a dad and a kid. I saw it firsthand. You motherfuckers, that's not a vacation for you. No. It is not a vacation for you.
But it was for me. But it was, this time it was for me, because Oliver was like super obsessed with Neri, and Sophie wanted Titi Missy the whole time. So I was like, I just got pushed the stroller. I am okay.
That's like, so true.
Nobody wants mommy. Cool.
Yeah. Like, that's well, true.
Well, like when we went on the People Mover, the lady was like, okay, you go 3, 3, and 3. So I'm looking at the kids, and the kids went with Neri, and I was like,
bye.
Okay. I'm gonna go over here.
Together. Did you talk about the picture that he kept taking of Jeff? Have we talked about how Jeff and Neri are relationship goals?
No, we haven't. Wait, before we get into that, because this is going to be a long conversation. We are drinking, Christy brought us wine today. We are drinking a Prophecy Red Blend.
I figured Missy was here, so I'd go with the Red Blend.
I'm going to try it. I just had dinner and it's in my throat.
It's okay. We have time.
That's fine.
This is a Red Blend.
Not like I mind. I'm going to drink it.
I really like the label.
It smells
I like
good.
That's what brought me to it, is the label.
All the Prophecy labels are really cool.
Yeah.
This is like a couple and they're like looking at each other and it's like very lines and the, stuff.
It's the so artwork, whimsical.
The artwork is very reminiscent of The Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, like, famous artwork or whatever, and
I'm
I can't
getting,
remember
like,
the
Adam and Eve vibes from.
Well,
this
I'm currently taking a
God's hands are
the
here.
Gold leaf and stuff like that is what gave.
Yeah,
me
there's
that.
Like red foil on there, gold foil on the label, and it's red. Christie's color of choice.
Oh, I'm at the tail end of a Shakespeare course, and I'm just getting Shakespeare vibes. Like somebody's gonna kill themselves for something.
Yeah, I see Shakespeare. I'm getting like Adam and Eve vibes though, because these two little hands floating in the background.
Oh yeah, that's
they look like God's hands.
Oh,
like, oh look at that,
protecting God's them.
God's plan.
Yeah, I said God's hands, and I thought that song too.
Isn't that a song?
Mm-hmm.
Drake. That's what that guy. Like he does the hippity hop.
I like the line in that song where he goes, she asked me if I love her, and I said only partly. I only love my bed and my mama. I'm sorry. Like, it's really great line. But Sophie hears a song and she goes, I only love my bed. And like, but she stops at bed, and I'm like, there's another part to that line.
Like, commit to the art.
Love your mama too.
I'm wondering if that's where they got the shirts from.
What shirt? Yeah, that is exactly where the shirts came from.
The I only love my mama and croquetas.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I don't listen to fucking Drake. I look like I listen to Drake?
I help you.
Because of my like attitude. Just because
of your age, we know.
Yeah, I'm like
because of your driver.
He's
license.
Jimmy fucking Brooks. Okay,
who the fuck is that?
From he Degrassi. Was on Degrassi.
He's the kid in the wheelchair.
Oh, I never watched that show. Oh. Is that like a show that everybody watched?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Canadian.
It was Canadian. Let's put it this way. I'm old enough that not only did I watch Degrassi Next Generation, which is the one where Draker, a.k.a. Jimmy Brooks, was on, Aubrey Graham, that's his real name.
Hood
AF. Yeah, his name is Aubrey.
Like... from the chick from Sanity Kane.
Yes. Yeah. His name is...
Did you go there too?
His name is Aubrey Graham. That's Drake's real name. Wow.
That sounds like a cookie.
Yeah. I watched the original Degrassi show when I came home from like middle school in the 1980s.
Well, I never got that channel, so I only was able to watch that show at my friend's house.
Yeah, we saw it. So, because it
that
was.
That thing was on the 80s. I thought it was like a Disney Channel thing.
No, ever.
No, it's like, what channel was that?
This was that WLRN.
Yeah, it wasn't like a major channel.
No, it was it's a Canadian show. It was after school special type show.
Yeah.
In the 1980s,
it
started.
Does it stream anywhere?
Well, Degrassi Next Generation does.
Because she's seen it
on Netflix. Well, I watched it when it came out, but that streams on. I don't know how far back they go on Netflix, but because they have now the next generation.
No,
but
I don't want that. I want the one with Drake.
Yeah, because that's
His name is Aubrey.
FYI, the one with Drake gave Aubrey? us the girl that did the main girl from 90210, the 90210 reboot. That
Stephanie should be here.
Yeah, the girl that's in the show, and also
her ears are probably ringing.
Nina Dobrev,
The Vampire Diaries.
She was on.
I watched some of that show and then I quit, but I watched the beginning of it.
She was on it, but because basically the show started in the '80s. It was Degrassi, very eighties show. Like there was a one girl which I always loved her, because she would leave her house dressed very conservatively, then get to school, go to the bathroom, and change clothes into a mini skirt and a tank top. Because
as we all did.
So yeah,
not.
And then there was another girl, and it taught you the wonderful rule of you can get pregnant the first time.
Nice.
Because was
her character did?
No, this other girl. Her nickname was Spike. She had spiky hair.
Sexy.
And she had sex with her boyfriend. And she is a cautionary tale of. You can get pregnant the first time.
I thought
time.
That's what the whole Secret Life of an American
I
Teenager.
I loved that show.
Wasn't that her first time and she got pregnant?
Yeah, she got pregnant at band camp.
And if
the Untold American Pie sequel.
If I'm not mistaken, she was on The Next Generation for a little bit, for a minute.
Shailene Woodley?
If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong
Which,
on that one.
She was really young when she did Secret Life.
I watched Adrift last night and I would recommend it.
White people doing shit.
But yeah, so fun fact. So the
you
show,
sent me on a bender of cute movies. I blame you.
That's a cute movie.
Well, I don't want to spoil it.
It's a love story.
It's a love story, but I'm not going to spoil the ending.
So, the thing with Degrassi is, so it gave you, like, all these after-school special type, because it was an after, that was, like, the 80s definition of, like, those after-school special type TV series. It wasn't, like, a official, quote-unquote, after-school special, because that was actually a thing. Like, there was these shows that would start, and it was, like, an hour long, and it would be, like, the horrors of smoking pot and stuff like that.
But horrors,
yes. But the show started, and like it was just like all their lives and stuff like that. And then this was in the '80s, in I believe in 2000, give or take.
It was a reboot because Missy loves reboots.
But genius,
only good things happen from reboots,
no,
right,
but
Roseanne?
I've got to give them credit because it wasn't a reboot.
She wasn't in Degrassi.
Oh, okay,
looking it up.
So what they did was the girl Spike who got pregnant. In high school, in the original series, her teenage daughter, the show starts following her when she starts freshman year at school.
So they
tied it in.
So it
was exactly 15 years later. So, and her mom is there, like a bunch of the older characters were teachers and friends. And like, so you got that feeling of the older cast. And this is now 15 years later. It wasn't a reboot, like they forgot about the original.
Oh, okay.
So it was kind of cool the way that they did it. And then it brought like a bunch of, you know, then they had like a lot of good stories. You know, they had like one of the main kids, like, you know, he was coming out at, you know, and dealing with all that and getting his first boyfriend and having all that in front of everybody. And they dealt with like social media and bullying and, you know, losing your virginity, first boyfriends. And like, honestly, I love Degrassi. Now it's gotten like they're way.
Wait, you still watch the new class?
No. Yeah, it's too far.
This is a safe place. This is
no,
gonna be between us three.
Not here.
This is going to be between me and us three.
I happily will admit to watching. Like all sorts of kids shows because I do, and teen dramas is one of my favorite categories.
Everything I know about The Descendants I know because of you and Vanessa.
As you should. But
and I'm using no very loosely because I just see the articles and I'm like, next.
Yeah, but like so original Degrassi 1980s, give or take the year, reboot 15 years later, but it was like a reboot still tying back to the original, and then that lasted. I'm going to try to see if I can see how many seasons between the new class and Next Generation. Because Next Generation.
I think it's a year. I just looked at it at IMDb.
Yeah, because Next Generation was in 2000s. New class officially started in 2016.
But I saw in IMDb just now that the Degrassi, the 2001 Degrassi, ended in 2015.
Yeah, so then they just took it to the next one. So it went 15 years.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot for that show. But you know, they did I didn't watch all 15 years.
Oh wait, so you're talking about the 1980s series is called Degrassi High.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you say that?
Yes. Yeah.
I missed it. Sorry.
And look, I'll show you perfect. Here's a picture of the cast of Degrassi, The Next Generation. And right in the middle, you will see a familiar face.
Aubrey.
There's Aubrey, and right on the and over there, that's Nina Dobrev.
Yeah.
There's Aubrey.
That's a lot more about
Audrey in his wheelchair
that I ever thought I would
know. Yeah, this is the girl that I'm talking about. That one. She's the one that starred in the reboot of 90210. Oh, yeah,
I know
what
you're talking about, but I don't know her name. But Stephanie Wood, so.
Yeah, and I can't remember, like.
Tweet at us.
Yeah. So it was, you know, it was a decent, like, little series. I enjoyed it for the first couple years. I'd say I gave it, like, a good, like, 5 years. And then after that, now it's just, if it's funny to say, now it's too young for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
It has to be, like, really, really young for Christy not to like it.
And the thing is, it's not only that, it's too young. It's dealing with some things that I don't want to know.
But we need to because
you
know.
Have a kid now and you don't. Is it too real?
I guess. Like, there's no. Because here's the problem. Now it's fucking become Zulily. Scary real.
Fucking who?
Zulily.
Oh, I can't go in there.
I like this t-shirt, though. Sorry. It says, A Girl's Place is in the Revolution.
Oh, that's cute.
I really want that.
Work.
Mm-hmm. But there's like. Now, like.
Yes, I mean.
Sadly, now it's too real, as in, like, they. Talk about things that I'm bothered kids have to go through. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, for instance?
Being scared of, you know, bullying and social media and this image that they have to project to other people and,
gotcha.
You know, the possibles of, you know, active shooters and, like, they go into all that stuff and racism. Not even racism, but, like,
so it's so, it's socially aware, but
it's too much.
It's too much.
It's too much for me. Like, the stories of the one in the 2000s was interesting. I didn't have any kids. I thought it was funny, you know, stuff to watch. And some of the stories were a little bit crazy. Like, you've still got your, like, teen pregnancies and you still got your stuff like that. And then there was, like, some crazy shit that I had no idea actually was, like, that they would pull from real life. Like, apparently, I don't know if you guys did this or knew this or what, if this was your age range, but apparently back in that time period there was, like, this thing with, like, bracelets, and based on, like, the color of the bracelets that you would wear, it would say, like, what you were into doing or what you would be willing to do.
Sounds very familiar.
Like, if you wore, like, a...
Expand on that, BFF.
No, I mean...
But this was a thing...
But it's still a thing.
In the 2000s. Like, I don't know if it's a thing now, but in the 2000s, apparently...
I don't even want to... I don't...
Oh, that's why you don't want to know some of these things.
But it was just, like, you would... I don't remember exactly, but I'm just going to throw out random colors and combinations, so I'm probably wrong. But it would be, like, if you wore... If you're a girl and you wear a blue bracelet, you're, like, you like boys or, you know, like, stuff like that. Like,
if you wore, like... a yellow band, you were down to give BJ's?
Yeah, sure. Like, yeah, that's what
like
it that. Was.
Like, it was just like a code. Just like, but like now emojis.
It would
are
be
code.
Yellow because construction workers have to wear yellows and blowjobs are fucking job. They're a fucking mission.
But like, yeah, like appearing like that was so like it, the way that they addressed it on the show, it was kind of fun. Is that not fun? But like, I had no child, so I wasn't dealing with this in real life. But that like,
they, so you were me.
Yeah, like the kids, like the parents were finding out about these things.
Well, like
and then
the
they
movie
see their
Blockers
dog.
That just came out where they're like reading their kids' text messages and they're like, what does eggplant mean? And what does this mean? And they're gonna have sex. And it's like, they're trying to decode. decode yeah, a conversation in just emoji.
See, that I can like I can deal with, and that I find still funny. But like this like fucked me up because like I was like, how the fuck are like these high school kids wearing fucking bracelets saying that they're gonna give blowjobs to people? Like they're walking into a party and like, or they're walking around the halls and like, here I have a red and blue, which means I will go down on you and take it up, yeah. Take it up that whatever. Yeah.
Oh, butt stuff is on. Tell me what color that is so I never fucking wear it. No butt stuff.
That's, I feel like we can Google it and figure
I'm
it out.
I'm sure. You know what? I'm terrified. Sure that it's still on here. Like
I have no. I just I nope. So anyway, so Jeff and Neri are relationship goals.
So back to Disney.
They proved it on this trip. They're super super like in love with each other.
They really are. It was very.
It was very endearing, and I was like, oh, I hope to be that happy one day.
It was very... Okay, so, again, we're back on the People Mover, and Neri's in the cart with the kids, and I'm with Christy and Julia and Nathan, and Missy and Jeff are in their own cart, and... So we're, like, sending pictures to Stephanie and David because they didn't come on the trip with us, you know, to, like, trigger their FOMO, and...
That's what friends do.
Exactly. And then I'm like, oh, this is what we're doing, whatever. I sent a picture, and then Neri's like, oh, this is my view. And he took a picture of me, but, like, zoomed in, cut off half my face, and was actually taking a picture of Jeff. And then they would send these pictures, and then one would edit it and add hearts to it. And I'm like...
Well, the one that Neri sent, the first one that Neri sent, he was like, oh, my a picture of my love. And yeah. Your face was...
Half cut off.
Cut off. And then it's just Jeff. And then Jeff got that picture and colored your face, yes, out of the picture.
I had these little jelly bracelets.
We'll go into, yeah, this after.
So, yeah, their relationship goals, and it was, I mean, I had a blast. And I, as somebody that is not a mom, or I mean, a parent in these scenarios, I've always said, like, whenever I've gone, because usually I go on these trips and it's just people that aren't, I mean, married people, whatever, but nobody with kids. And that's it's a completely different dynamic to a vacation. Not that I didn't have a blast, because I did. I had, like, such a good time. Like, it was awesome. But seeing places. It firsthand, like, parents should not count going to Disney as a vacation. That is 100% true. And if you are going on vacation and you want some help, I'm available for my side hustle. I'm gonna have to start paying back my student loans soon. So if you want me to tag along and help you out, I can.
This is a great baby.
Because kids are fun.
All right. So, Chrissy did some Googling. That was really fast. And so, okay, so the bracelets that she's talking about, my age group, yeah, will remember. They're like those jelly bracelets, yeah, and you can like link them to each other, and like you can make like little patterns and stuff. Not like you had to like fold them and twist them around.
You tied them into each other, and yeah, like you could make it like very like rocker girl. Like I,
yeah, like you would still stack see right them. Yeah. Yeah,
glittery blue. Where is willing to perform anal sex? You had to do that with my favorite color. Internet.
It's not the internet's fault. It's the kid's fault.
Oh, okay.
But it's like it's so cute. Like it starts out so innocent. Like. Oh, yellow indicates the wearer is willing to hug. pink indicates the... just kidding. Indicates the wearer is willing to give a hickey.
Which, by the way...
Why would you want one?
Why is that like looking back at hickeys? Like, let's really, like, be realistic.
I had a guy... I was in a sophomore and was, like, a makeout buddy. And he gave me a hickey and... I was really drunk, because that's what you do when you're 15. And, and...
I thought she was going to say, like, 18.
Nope. 15. I was, like, 15, 16, drunk off of, like, that cheap Smirnoff vodka. To this day, I can't even...
Smirnoff ice.
I can't
Smirnoff
even... Ice. I can't even have any, like... I can't even drink Smirnoff vodka because it brings back flashbacks of my makeout sessions with this guy.
I can't drink the blue martini.
But I was
blue martini.
I was smashed, and he's like, I remember him going, I want to kiss your neck, and I was like, okay. And then I woke up with hickeys the next morning, and I was like, what the fuck happened to my neck? It's not attractive.
It's not.
You can't cover it up.
It's embarrassing as shit.
If like now, like, if your mom's name is Maria, she's not gonna buy that you cut yourself in the shower or some shit.
I punched myself in the neck.
Yeah, I fell down on a doorknob and it bruised just this, like, this size of a quarter on my neck.
At least yours was the size of a quarter. I was like making out with this guy. Stephanie knows the guy. But he left two hickeys, one on each side of my neck. They were like 2 inches long.
What the fuck?
They were like...
Was he a lizard?
I don't know what the
fuck. Was he a descendant of a vampire? What happened?
Bro, I don't know. And then like, I even remember telling him, like, I swear to God, if you mark me, like, if you leave a fucking hickey, I am not going to
speak. It wasn't even, hickeys weren't even fun.
They're not fun. They're painful.
You're making out with somebody and then, like, go, like, down your neck or they're behind your ear and it's acute. That's different. A hickey is concentrated,
like, sucking on your, literally sucking on your
effort. And it feels like they're trying to rip your fucking neck out. It's not, guys. If you think girls like hickeys,
it's not.
First of all, if she tells you she likes hickeys, she's fucking lying. She's lying because she just wants to make sure that you stick around for prom night.
Yeah, she's trying to.
But it's not fun. It's not fun and it's bullshit because the guy can give hickeys.
Right.
And you don't have to fucking explain to your dad the next day or your mom why you gave a hickey to somebody. But you sure as fuck have to look at your mom and be like, I was in the back of a fucking Cadillac and I was making out with a guy and I let him suck on my neck, mom. No, he wasn't driving it. We were fucking riding in the backseat like two fucking idiots.
But yeah, thank God my boss was really cool at the time because I went to work the next day and I'm like with my hair down, like trying to keep my hair in front of my shoulders so I would like try to cover it a little bit. The woman walked through the door of my job and she was like, what the fuck happened to your neck?
Well, the next day I had fucking driver's ed and my driver's ed teacher gave zero fucks. And when it was my turn to get in the car, he looks at me and he goes,
stop.
Super loud in front of the whole class. He goes, can you tell your boyfriend that I said to stop attacking your neck? I was like, what are you talking about? And I'm like trying to, I'm like that. I just have a cold. I'm trying
but
to
like, wrap. You can't cover them. Like
you can't.
If you put a turtleneck or you put like a scarf or something, it's so obvious that there's something there.
But is that still a thing? Can't. Let me ask you.
Turtlenecks are not a thing in South Florida.
This is true.
You, like it's a fucking, it's
too hot.
It's a tank top or you're gonna die.
And let's be real. At 15, 16, when this is happening, your makeup skills, they're not where they need to be.
I mean, they're still not 20. Now and I'm fucking 35. What, yours 20. Were? You were 20? Holy shit, Vanessa.
Okay, you should know better.
I didn't do it to myself. It wasn't like, let me suck on my arm and give myself a hickey.
I'm practicing.
I had them, but I also gave them and like revenge. Like,
you gave revenge my territory.
Oh, no, no. I charged this guy. I'm like, you owe me $75 because I had to buy new concealer that was much stronger so I could show my face at work.
That's justice.
Yeah.
I got yelled at by my driver's ed teacher in
front
of everybody.
No, I'm telling you, my boss was the shit. She was like, we're going to close the store for 10 minutes and we're going to go to Bloomingdale's because we worked in the mall. She's like, we're going to close the store for 10 minutes. She dragged my ass to Bloomingdale's and we go to the Bobby Brown counter and she's like, show her. And I'm like, come on, what, I need to cover this.
Which, by the way, talking about makeup skills, I didn't realize that Bobby Brown was a brand independent of the Bobby Brown until like 6 months ago.
B-O-B-B-I.
Yes.
Bobby. Like, Bobby Brown was like one of the like pioneers of
Bobby
like,
Brown was Whitney Houston's husband.
She was well
in
yes,
my head until
person.
Like 6 months ago.
Yeah,
I love she, Bobby Brown's makeup. It's
she
amazing.
Started like she was, I think,
the
one
makeup,
of the first
right? Not
like
the, guy.
The makeup.
Got it.
Yeah, not
she,
like
she Bobby Brown.
Yeah. She
not like Max Factor and stuff like that. Like they did it obviously before that, but like Bobby Brown, I think, was one of the first makeup artists to come up with her own
makeup line.
Mm-hmm. Like, and her shit was like,
her shit is on point.
Well, yeah. The thing with me is that when I find something, since I'm a fucking nerd, like I'll go down a rabbit hole and find out everything. And I did know that very quickly found out that she was like a very prestigious, like groundbreaker when it came to high end makeup mm-hmm. products and stuff like that. So
her makeup is fantastic.
I think that I should, just for the sake of podcasting research, I should go out and let a guy give me a hickey. And then if you're listening, you can Venmo us money for my makeup account. And I'll go to the Bobby Brown counter and go, look, it's for Geek Bro, but what can we do? What can we do about the bruises on my fucking neck? Because that's what a hickey is.
It is a fucking bruise.
It's literally blood capsules that have
broken.
Burnt.
Yes, why would you do that, Missy? In your neck.
$19.99, Missy. You're better than that.
I got my first and second hickey on the same day.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, see, like, I got hickeys like once in a while, like in high school, like nothing too crazy. I gave a bunch of hickeys, but I remember in high school, I had a best friend of mine, still somebody that I talked to on Facebook and stuff like that, and we were sitting in class. And it was like the teacher was out. It was like senior year. Everybody was like eating shit. Nobody cared. And he literally like was messing with me in the like here. And all of a sudden he just leaned forward and bit me.
That's not sexy.
No, this was my friend. Like it was one of my guy best friends. He thought it was funny. But he
bit me. Did you punch him?
Oh, yeah. But he bit me right here, like not on my neck. It was like the... Right here, like
the triangle muscle
right there. He bit me.
I know it has a name, but I can't think of it.
Like a trap or...
I wanted to say that, but...
Neri, what's the name of that back muscle?
He knows.
Yeah, but like right in that area, like the crook between like right off of the neck and where the neck and the shoulder join. And just like joking around like he was... And then he just bit me.
Did you punch him?
Yeah. But then all of a sudden he goes, oh shit. And I go... I'm like, what? Whatever. And I'm like, I just might have my hands over it. I'm like, that's not funny. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like losing my shit with him in the middle of a class. And I'm like, I can't believe you did that. And he goes, uh-oh. And I go, uh-oh, what? I take my hand off.
You're bleeding?
And I'm like, the mark of his teeth, and two, the whole area starts to just like bump up and goes like red. And I just look at him and I go, what is happening? I'm like, from what I could see, and like there's like five people in my class.
You couldn't take out your iPhone to be like, no. What's going on?
I didn't have cell phones at that point.
The only person that's allowed to leave that kind of a scar on my neck is Angel of Buffy and Angel fame.
But that it was very reminiscent of.
You need to be specific because we live in Miami and there's plenty of D-bags named Angel.
There's a lot of Anghids.
No. Hang on, because my ex-brother-in-law's name is Angel Juan, so time out in case there's any...
Angel of Buffy and Angel.
Angel of Buffy and Angel, the show.
One of my favorite makeup buddies in high school was Angel. He was useless for anything else but to make out when I was bored.
I
had a couple of those.
Now accepting applications for makeout buddies.
Yeah.
But don't fucking bite me because I'll kick you in the balls.
But no, I'll never forget. Like, everybody was just looking at me with these faces like, Chris, you need to go to the bathroom.
And
you
do
need
what?
To see this. To look
mush
at it.
It back into your shoulder?
To look at it. Because
wait. Because I went on vacation with Julie and I need to know, what did Julie say? Julie is Chrissy's mom.
John came home with me that day. Like, I made my friend came home with me today and he looked at my mom and he was like, I did something. And she saw me and she goes, what the? And he was like, I thought it would be funny, so I bit her. Luckily for him that my mom, like, that was her other kid. Like, John lived at my house. Like, he was there 24/7. Like, he was like my best friend. Like, there was nothing sexual going on there ever. So when he bit me and it did that, like, he told my mom was just like, you know, because by the time I got home, the red had turned and it already started bruising. I had like here, like this huge bruise for like a
good
week and a half.
How hard did he bite you?
It's not even that he bit me hard. He must have
just got you in the right place.
Hit
no,
something.
It's just remember that we have a lot of like, it's not just our veins and arteries and like our skin is made up of blood vessels. You puncture, if you are come down on them hard enough, you'll get a bruise. Like get a bruise if I bump my shin on something.
And, like, the thing is, he thought it
and
was
by
funny.
Accident.
And I'm getting like, to the was... age where I find bruises and I don't remember how they got.
Yeah, well, that's life. But yes, he thought it was funny. And the thing is that we played at this point in time. Yeah, I'm going to sound such a dork. We used to play this game called Vampire the Masquerade.
What? Are you a time traveler?
No, it was like D&D for vampires. It was like role playing for vampires.
How do I not know about this game? I love vampires.
Vampire the Masquerade. Look it up. You become a member of a certain vampire family. There's like five different families. The Vittori, Torino.
Is that a game that we can like play at my graduation party?
Sure, but
wait, no. Is it like sexual?
No.
Oh, because I was like, all my friends are coming and I don't want to.
No, it's not sexual at all. Just it became because more people would, some people would take the roles and like live them. Like, not us, but, like, some people would live them
like, in real life?
Yeah, like,
they would... Like, going to Burger King, you're ordering a Whopper as a vampire.
Yeah, but...
First of all, you're a terrible vampire if you're at Burger King. Let's just put that out there.
I guess you could call it goth.
Huh.
Yeah, it was the goth kids and...
I'm learning so much.
There used to be this place in Miami called The Church.
The more you know, Gif.
Like, there used to be this place in the Gables already called the Church, which was, like, a goth club.
Oh, yes.
What?
I've heard of this place.
Oh, my God. All of these stories just existed in season one of Buffy. They didn't know that they were actual real things.
We used to go there, like, every once in a while, like, on the weekends and stuff like that. It was in the Gables, which, by the way, driving by, it's like, okay, if I'm not mistaken.
Wait, but Julie knew you were going to a goth club? She didn't. She's finding out right now. She's finding out. Hi, Julie.
She knew I was going out. I don't know if she knew where I was going. My mom loved that. Knew that I like liked rock and like that whole like.
You, like red, black, and white.
Wait, yeah. What's it called? What's this game called? And now I'm curious.
Vampire the Masquerade. If I'm not mistaken, the location of the church used to be where now, if you go to the Grove. Across the like catty corner from the CVS that they built.
Okay.
You know the CVS? Yeah.
I used to work at that CVS.
Well, right facing is where the church used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was that?
Yeah, I didn't like being in that area at night. It gave me the creeps. Not because it's the Grove. I, like, literally felt like this. There's, like, in the air. I did not like it.
Yeah, and then there was that. And then in Miami Beach, there was one called The Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was another club that people would
go to. Well, I didn't. I feel like my hickey story is like the most outrageous high school story that I have. And like, it's weird because my mom swore.
Mine too, when I wasn't in high school.
Huh?
I said mine too, when I wasn't even in high school.
You were in high school, Jason. 20 is still very young. 20 is still very young. Brittany did a lot of stupid shit when she was 20. She's a lot wiser now.
I'll tell you, if you want, Vampire the Masquerade is the game. But
don't get, like, I don't need it. I could just Google it.
And no, but they only sent it on the DVD because I haven't seen it on iTunes yet.
What?
Which I've been dying to buy. No, there's a TV series.
Okay, I'm not that committed.
Called Vampire the Embrace.
No, the farthest...
Kindred.
The farthest I'll go is the Wikipedia page, Chris.
This is possibly one of the best... Like, that is the show that I'm still to this day...
I just started Frasier. I don't know any other worlds other than Frasier right now. Sorry. And even so, I'm not...
You're in Seattle. That's, like, adjacent to Forks.
A good pitch, no sale.
No.
Okay.
These vampires don't glitter.
But do you want to hear something really ironic though? Like, my mom, I didn't lose, let's get real guys. I didn't have sex until I was 28. But my mom swore mm-hmm. that I was going to be like 14 and pregnant. Right? So there was like a 2-hour block from when I would get home from work. I mean, from work, fucking A. From school. And she would get home from work where she banned me. At the time, I was BFFs with my buddy Frank, who I'm still friends with. Frank, if you're listening.
Hey, Frank.
We're going to lunch soon, I promise. Frankie and I were best friends. Never, like, when I tell you 100% platonic, like, it didn't even cross our minds, even, like, cross that.
Right.
Those boundaries.
Right.
We just fucking loved hanging out with each other. And it wasn't like nothing. There wasn't like some fucking Pacey and Joey or Dawson and Joey shit going on. It was just a friendship. But my mom, for some reason, got it in her head that we were fucking. And she like banned me from him hanging out with me alone in our apartment, like in my house. And so because I was like, fuck that. We're not doing anything. What I would do is that I would let him hang out. And then when I would see my mom coming, I'd fucking kick him out and he'd leave. Like the way you would if you were fucking somebody and not trying to get caught. But we were just friends. My mom just didn't believe me that I wasn't sleeping with him. And one time he thought I was fucking around and he didn't believe me that she was there. And she walked in and he was there. We were just watching TV, I promise you. Fully clothed, like on opposite ends of the couch. Nothing was going on. And I was like, he didn't believe me that you were coming and he didn't leave. And he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he fucking says that when he closed the door behind him, because my mom kicked my ass because she thought that I was like doing something. She's like, I heard you from downstairs. I was like, bitch, I told you to leave like 10 minutes ago. And now I'm getting my ass whooped because she thinks I'm fucking and I'm, and if I could have time traveled, I would have been like, it's not going to happen until I'm 28. Stop hurting me.
Like, mom, you have nothing to worry
about.
I'm going to
be 28. Just stop. But yeah, like, of course she believed my brother, and my brother was like fucking like sneaking out of the house at age 12. So we turned out the same though, right? Anyway, so yeah, like it's so weird to be young. I don't know. That's why I'm like so disoriented. I joined Tinder again.
Can I drive?
No. Because you're driving with your vagina and I need to and Tinder needs to be driven with my vagina. It's so intimidating. I don't know what I'm doing. But they tell me that I'll figure it out eventually. So
just swipe.
I am.
Just keep on swiping.
Swiping.
I match with somebody.
Swiping.
There was something I wanted to bring up. Oh, John Cena.
Yes.
Okay.
I can't see.
Oh my God. Okay, so
I'm waggling my hair.
Yes,
my
you
face
are. I know this is a John Cena house, so I'm gonna be respectful. Yeah, because Neri loves John Cena, and I fucking hate him.
Does he?
Okay, Neri loves John Cena. Anytime that I've ragged on John Cena,
I think he loves The Rock.
He loves The Rock.
No, no, The Rock is on another planet. He doesn't even come close. I'm saying like a favorite of the pro wrestlers on WWE, he's a favorite for sure. To the point where anytime that I've you can double check, but every time that I've talked shit about John Cena,
I think he does it because you guys don't like him.
Yeah, is that what it is?
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Because like Jeff's thing with John Cena is that Jeff doesn't like John Cena, the WWE.
That's my thing
persona,
too.
But he agrees with me. John Cena, the person, is funny and
he's talented. He was funny in Trainwreck.
Kind. And he's kind. He's very philanthropic.
And he's funny. He was funny in Sisters. So props to him.
He says he likes him.
Oh, I thought he loved him. So I was on there.
Oh, he likes.
I'm going to ask him, like, do you love him the way you love Jeff?
No, he's going to say no.
Hold on.
I don't love anybody the way I love Jeff.
So, okay. So here's what here's what happened.
Oh, my God.
John Cena.
I need this shirt.
What's happening?
That's cute. John Cena and Nikki Bella.
Nikki Bella were engaged. They got engaged in some bullshit scenario last year at WrestleMania. I called bullshit on it the moment that it happened. But whatever. So they were engaged and they were supposed to get married. I think they were supposed to get married this month. Well, it's June now, but I think they were supposed to get married in May. And in April, at some point, they called off their wedding.
Yes, that sounds about correct.
Because from what I can gather now, mind you, I don't watch Total Divas. I watch wrestling sometimes.
They're not on Total Divas anymore. They're on Total Divas.
Oh, they have their own
show.
Well, then I'm definitely not watching that because I find them both to be fucking annoying as hell.
I love them.
Oh, my God,
I love
no.
them so much.
No.
I really do love them both.
I like Brie more than I like Nikki, but I cannot.
No, but
I love Brie.
But they're like yin and yang.
They're perfect.
Like so perfect because Nikki is like Stephanie times 1,000.
So I wonder why I fucking hate Nikki.
And Brie is so granola.
Yes, she's so crunchy.
Which that makes sense why I would like her
and
more.
She's like and such a hippie, like
and she's so judgy mother. Of Nikki.
Yes, they judge the shit out of each other. It's amazing.
Well, I don't okay. So they called off their wedding.
And I want to be friends with both of them.
I do too.
Well, they called off their wedding in April. They were supposed to get married in May, and it was correct. Under the pretense that she decided a month before she was supposed to get married to him. I don't know. How long have they been together? Like 10 years, nine Forever. Years? Like they've been, it's a long-term four relationship. And a half years. He's been saying, he, for real?
Yes, it's 4.5 years.
Okay, well, it feels because like a lot longer because of those fucking shows.
Because he bought her for a 4.5-carat diamond engagement ring to signify Christ, the vomiting. Time that they had been together.
I'm vomiting.
I love that.
So I don't have an issue. Like, I get it. There, we live in an entertainment, environment that nurtures to this kind of bullshit, kind yes. of like exagerada yeah. situation. Okay, so the guy has been, from what I can gather from the first couple of episodes that I watched when they were together and they were on Divas, the guy has been saying from the beginning that A, he was not going to get married.
Again.
And B, he does not want children.
Because he was married and had a divorce.
Correct.
Right. And he said that was really awful and he doesn't want to do that again.
Mm-hmm. Which, respect to him for making his choices. Like, everyone deals with divorce differently. And if that's what he wanted, then that's fine. And I respect that. And if you don't want to have kids, I respect that too. And if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're communicating both things to them, and they're still with you, then you have to assume that the other person is understanding that right. there is no compromise here. It's like, this is just, these are my boundaries. I'm not going to get married. I'm not going to have kids. Motherfucker proposes. Not only does he propose, but he proposes at fucking WrestleMania, which that was such a bullshit like proposal. Like, that was shit was planned 100%.
Well, I still stand by the fact that he probably proposed to her in private first and then they did the bullshit TV one.
But here's why I disagree with you, because now when they broke up apparently in April, it was taped for their show.
Well, duh. Like, all of this stuff is for the show.
All and of now
it. It's all, dude, before they just got back together, like the week before they got back together, I heard on the radio they were like, oh, Nikki Bella says that no matter what happens, her and John Cena will always love each other and they'll always be friends. I'm like,
you can't be friends with an ex.
You can't.
You can.
But like, if you're trying to pull off that you're broken up, yeah, don't say shit like that, man. Shut up.
There are rules to these things, and they were not following them.
No, at all.
And now this week, they were first spotted out in San Diego, and then now they've released some kind of statement saying that they're trying to work on their relationship and blah, blah, blah. My money's on she'll be pregnant by Labor Day. Now, if this is how he chooses to, if this is, I guess, I guess my question is, mm-hmm. how do you go from being completely convinced that you don't want to get married again, that you don't want to have kids? Like, did she nag it out of him? Or is that something that he really decided that he, like, if you don't want kids, it's a separate decision. It doesn't have anything to do with the person that you're with. That's just like right. a choice you that you make.
Well,
you
but he said that the reason he doesn't want kids is because he has things in his life that he wants to get accomplished. And he doesn't see that him being able to do that and have kids right now at the same time. And that's the decision that he's made with his life. It may be selfish, but that was his decision.
Wait, so now that he's getting closer to retirement, then what? Now he has his schedule opened up?
Yeah,
possible.
I mean, I've heard people say that.
They've said that when you meet, you know, when you're with somebody, you know, sometimes you don't want kids, but then sometimes you want kids with somebody else. Like, I have seen people that don't want kids. Like, I have a friend of mine that was married, and him and his wife did not make it until the 1-year mark. Like, they ended up getting a divorce. Now, they, since day one, said that they didn't want kids. Like, she was adamant that she did not want to have kids.
Okay.
She was always, they didn't have kids. They got married. He was totally on board this train of, no kids. We're good. We like our life. We want to be able to have the freedom to travel. We want to be able to do all this stuff. We don't want kids. They split up. He's been single for the last, 3 years. Now, he recently met this girl. And they started dating. She got pregnant. And I have never seen him happier. And he's like, I didn't realize that I did want kids, how much I wanted kids, because I was accepting the fact that I didn't want kids because, you know, I thought, yeah, that makes sense, you know, freedom and this even, and that. And
but like, not even that so much. Like, there's people that are like, I do want kids, but I want my career first. And like you said, he's getting close to retiring. He knows that he's going to have a lot more free time. He's not going to be damaging his body, because as fake as wrestling is, it's still physical.
He's such a fucking sloppy wrestler, though, so that's bullshit. But and maybe in his prime I would buy that, but now he's a he's a Medicare wrestler. Stay home, John. Go on fucking Total Divas.
I don't give a shit.
I know this is a John Cena house. That's why I'm walking into the
I don't give a shit.
Right.
I waggle my hand in my face.
Well, then I guess this is a conversation that would be better suited if Jeff and Neri were here, because
it would be. But I'm saying, like, he could very well want children, but he has to, like, don't want them right now. That's
and here's another thing is, like, did he get a vasectomy? Because don't tell me that you don't want kids and you're still fucking without a vasectomy if you're a guy.
I don't think he's had a vasectomy.
Right. But so
vasectomies are reversible.
Correct. But if you're really committed to not having a kid and you want to make sure that there's 0% chance of doing that in your dude, you snip your balls. That's what I understand. That's what I've heard people do. And so I just don't buy it. And I just find it annoying that. So, okay, I get that they're like famous people and they have their brand, like the Total Divas show is part of their brand now. So they have to, you know, they got to eat. So they, I get it. I kind of understand it. But I just think that out of all the storylines that you could milk for a reality show, I think it's really fucking cheap to go down this route. I don't know why I feel this way, but I just do. And I just think, you know, did she nag him? Like, now I want to talk to her for 5 minutes and just ask her. Like, what did...
I'm
like,
sure she did.
How did you... Like, are you that good in bed that he's like, okay, I'll have a kid with you. Just let me fuck you again. Like,
pussy whip.
Have you seen Nikki Bella?
She bought her body.
She can get it.
She can get it.
Yeah, but
she bought her.
But then she opens her mouth.
She bought her boobs
because Brie is just as gorgeous. Just
okay.
Well, now she has pregnancy boobs.
Yeah, she's got mom boobs.
She's got mom boobs.
But they're
not to be confused with vacation boobs
or vacation calves.
But that's just a running joke, guys. But I don't know. Why does it bother me? Tell me why it bothers me.
I'm not sure. I think it's because you hate Cena.
No, because I feel like I don't hate. Actually, I don't. To quote my friend Neri, I don't hate anyone. I just think that
it's lazy writing.
Yeah, I don't know. People deal with fertility issues. I think it's a little insensitive to try to capitalize on this. Will they? Won't they? Have
but
a kid
not
together?
Fertility issues. That's indecisive bullshit. Fertility issues is who said they had fertility issues and then it turned out they didn't.
Beyonce, you guys swear that Beyonce did it, even though there's no fucking proof.
No, it's Kim Kardashian. No, it was Khloe. That they made it seem like her and Lamar were having fertility issues, and it wasn't that they were having fertility issues. It was that she was...
was being a hoe?
No, she was, I don't want to say she was using contraception, but she was, like, timing it so that it wasn't working out.
Well, he was also... They were having problems.
Yeah, though. They were... that. But that's why. But they made it seem like...
Like, they covered issues. It up, right? Yeah.
That's making light of fertility issues, yeah. I feel like.
When I don't see it,
I don't know
it
why
as,
it bugs me so much.
And I think here's the thing, is the way I see it is that, and honestly, this is like a weird way of seeing it, but this is how I see it.
Okay. School me, baby.
No, this is how I see it. I think that Nikki Bella met John Cena, fell in love with John Cena, and said, this is the man I want to be with, and I am okay.
This is so satisfying.
It is satisfying, I told you. I've taken Vanessa and Missy down the rabbit hole of ASMR stuff on with like slime.
But yeah, slime, not the chewing stuff.
No, not the chewing stuff. The soap and the slime are like what
I'm... Soap cutting.
It's majestic.
The soap cutting is fucking amazing.
It's majestic.
I
drooled.
And I think that she just, like, she met him, fell head over heels with him. He had this rule of, I'm not going to get remarried and I don't want kids. But, and she was willing to be with him without, she's like, I'm willing to sacrifice. Her family, friends, and John were the ones that were telling her, you don't want this. Because she was okay, had accepted, this is what my life is going to be. I'm willing to give up the word of being a wife and having a child of my own to be with this man. Her mom, her sister. And if you watch Divas or if you watch any of those, it was like a constant. Well, but you know you want to get married.
Are you sure?
But are you sure? And yeah. Do you want to do this? And you know you want to be a mom. And blah, blah, blah. And apparently, like, even when they broke up at one point, like, John Cena told Nikki, you're going to call me and thank me. Once you have once you have a child and you're sitting there holding your baby, you're gonna call me and thank me for ending this, because I know that you want to be a mother. So it was a lot of people and a man telling a woman what she wanted.
Oh my god, I want to play with this so bad.
Okay, now you're turning it around in my head and I'm kind of on her side.
Fuck. So that's what, in the beginning, that's what it was. Then,
can we do this?
I want to really do slime shit. Because I need to see what that feels like. That's the only reason why I'm
hanging out with Amelia tomorrow, is because we're going to make slime.
I really have debated making a slime Instagram thing to just play with slime and soap cutting. I really want to do the soap cutting. I'm just scared I'm going to hurt myself.
Yeah, don't do that.
So yeah. Make Jeff try it first.
Yeah. Jeff drinks brown wine.
Correct. He doesn't. Well, he's fearless. That's what you just told me.
But, like, that's where I, like, and this may be way too deep for Nikki Bella and John Cena's relationship, but that's where I see it, as that it was a lot of a man.
So she was choosing.
She had made the decision that she was going to be in this relationship and giving up the idea that she had in her head of marriage and a child, because she found the man she wanted to spend her life with. And the rest of it was,
many notifications.
And the rest of it was just title.
Right. Okay, but then she dug her heels in and said, okay, I'm willing. So when in the fucking show did he go, I want to marry her?
He, like, at some point, it was after one of their anniversaries.
I think they, like, had, like, a fight or something.
Something like that, but then they had...
The greatest way to get engaged.
No, they didn't get engaged after a fight. But I think it was, like, a turning point.
And it was another one of those, are you sure? It was Brie and Daniel and her mom. You want to be a mom and you're giving up what you wanted for him. And I think it was when Brie got pregnant, maybe.
It was a lot of them telling her, like, you're sacrificing a lot and he's sacrificing nothing.
And so it was a lot of outside forces. And then they went on their anniversary, their 4-year anniversary or something like that. Or like their 3-year or 4-year anniversary. And he told her while they were talking, I have thought about, you know, I love you. I've loved you more than any woman that I've ever been with. And, you know, I can see us maybe someday being married. He brought it up to her, which all of a sudden she was like, say what? And then, so she's never talked about kids or anything that, like, when, and that was when,
at least on the show.
Yeah. And that's when this, again, this is all from what we're watching on Total Divas and Total Bellas. But Nick, then when Brie quit, when she retired so that she could get pregnant, that Brie was just a fucking bitch. Like, she was just, you know, you want to have kids too, and you know,
she was
like, she's super. That's what I'm saying. Brie's super fucking judgy. Yeah.
Well, the reason why I'm so quiet right now is because I don't watch this fucking show, so I'm finding everything out right now. So go ahead.
You should watch.
By the way,
fuck that,
Missy. What? Do you know that my name is Christy Merkin Cheney?
Yeah.
My husband is Jeffrey Merkin Cheney.
Yeah. Where are you going with it? I know your names. You guys want me to have your last name?
What happened when you guys had your Disney bracket?
A lot of things.
Me and Jeff can debate each other for hours.
Fuck you guys.
Jeff, the mind wizard, Mercantini.
The glass just shattered. I see your sorcery, bitch. Go ahead.
But so that
you just got Mercantini.
I did
Mercantini. But so see, that's where, like, it may be like the popular thing is to say, oh, she's, you know, she turned him into getting married. No, I think honestly
she Mercantini'd
him. She fucking wore him down. She Mercantini'd him into.
No, I think he realized that his reasons for not wanting to get married weren't more than losing her. The thought that he loved her, in my opinion, he loves her so much that he realized that he cannot
live without her.
Deny her
what she wants,
a marriage. That even though she says that she is willing to be with him without marriage.
This is starting to sound a lot like the Jennifer Aniston and Ben Affleck storyline of he's not that into you.
Perfect point.
Correct. But then he caves and he's like, oh, I love you so much that I have to make you happy. And if getting married makes you happy, then let's get married.
But she told him before he proposed
that it's off the table, that they could go back to their lives and it'd be fine. But she did the same thing and he proposed anyway. Okay, whatever, fine. But then you wait until a month before you're going to get married.
But I don't think that their wedding was like,
it was supposed to be in May, and they broke up in April.
But it could be that there was some underlying issue.
Or it was all planned, and there was nothing planned for May.
Yeah. Because her Instagram... And that annoys
me. Can you find another fucking storyline?
Because her Instagram has not shown one wedding planning photo.
Yeah.
And now I bet you she's going to turn it up to extra, because now the fucking plot, the writers have given her the green light to plan her wedding.
I'm telling you,
because before Brie planned her wedding, Brie had pictures of all sorts of shit,
like all girls do.
It just bothers me.
I get it, and if you see it in that narrative, I get it,
but you're wrong.
No, and if I see it in that narrative, I could see that, and that is what the popular opinion is that she has worn him down or like stuff like that.
But okay, even
I'm sure it's a little bit of both.
It's probably a little bit of both. But you've got to give it the idea that maybe he realized that she's
giving up everything for him. She's giving up everything she wanted. She wanted to be married. She wanted to have kids. And he's like, you know what? I may not budge on the kids thing, but I can budge on the marriage thing. Because a marriage, as much as we want it to be, is not permanent. Like, you can end marriage.
And also, if I'm planning to be with you for the long haul,
what does it matter?
What's the difference between permanent roommates?
Right.
Well, the paperwork.
She had paperwork. She had to sign a contract when she moved did. In.
I know. She had to sign a contract that the contract stated that she was his tenant or some shit.
Yeah.
And bitch, she didn't leave then, because I'd burn his shit. And then
she did leave.
Call me your tenant.
She did leave. She came back, but she did leave.
But there's a lot of that shit.
There was a closet involved.
Fucking,
there was a closet involved.
She's thrown a lot of fucking tantrums, I feel like, in this relationship. And
he's a parent already.
Pretty much.
Remember, boys like a little crazy.
They do.
Crazy hot scale.
Well, anyway, so I think that, I don't know. It just, I don't know why it bothers me, but it does. And that's my truth.
Okay. It bothers you because you don't like the people.
Okay.
No, because if it was anybody else, I would have been annoyed too.
Okay. We're going in circles, guys.
What up, coffee queen?
I think we need to pause and we'll come right back.
Gulp, 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 gulp.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ready?
Yeah.
We're back.
Now that we're back, I'm going to get water.
All right, you go get water. So
now that I murked Missy.
Yeah, we murked Missy.
I murked you.
We murked her. You can't hear her, but she's agreeing. So today, let's talk real quick. Today is June 1st. And besides being National Donut Day, today is the day that Sophie, quote unquote, graduated from kindergarten. Yay!
Sir. How are you, Mama?
I'm okay because I really did not like her teacher this year. So I'm really glad it's over. And, but the graduation was really cute. Like all the little girls had to wear like pastel and like colored dresses, and the boys had to wear a guayabera and khaki pants. And can my Cuban friends, can you guys describe what a guayabera is?
It is formal Cuban wear. It's basically a linen style button down short, mostly there is some long sleeve, but mostly short sleeve collared shirt with some sort of pocket and some
like ribbing.
What are those called? There's a word for the folding
creases.
No, like the pleats.
Pleats, yes, pleats.
Like some sort of pleats made into the material. And it is usually found in like white or
light colors.
Light paint, light blue.
Yeah.
Like Jeff has a fancy one in black for like night events. Because it is the quote unquote like
Cuban tuxedo.
Cuban tuxedo.
So that's what they had to wear.
Which, Neri, yes, it is the Cuban tuxedo. It is not the Hispanic tuxedo.
Somewhere in the Caribbean.
But they do wear them.
Comedian's head is exploding.
They do wear them in a lot of places, but come on. It's quote unquote the Cuban tuxedo.
It's the freaking uniform for La Carreta. Come on.
It is. But okay, but they're like, they're light shirts. They're very pretty. And when you see like a bunch of dudes wearing them,
it dresses them up really fast.
And yeah, it's not fucking fair.
It's 2 seconds and they're dressed.
But aren't there guayabera dresses?
Yeah,
there is. But there's a whole other level with those, because I've had one for because I went to I had a wedding back in the day that like the rehearsal, everybody had to wear guayaberas of some sort. So but like the problem with the dresses is it's a fucking linen dress. That shit is unforgiving.
Yeah.
It is wrinkled in like a stiff wind
faster
comes
than Meghan
around.
Markle's dress. Yeah.
Like the second you like sat in a car, you're fucked.
Full circle moment.
Like this, like,
did you guys talk about the wedding last week? No, because Chrissy wasn't here.
I don't remember.
She's a subject matter expert.
I'm
talk about a lot of
they
things.
Got married. It was fabulous. I'm happy. But
she's oversimplifying the shit out of her emotions when it comes to the royal wedding. But
yeah, well,
Chrissy, if you've seen the video of that little Scottish girl, she's like 6 years old, crying about how she's not going to the wedding. That is Chrissy and her mom, but her mom times like 1,000.
I got it from somewhere. But
go on.
So the guayabera dress, the problem with it is that it's literally
you walk
out of your freaking car and your entire ass is just a crumble of wrinkle. So the front, the back, it looks horrible on a woman.
That sounds delicious.
It's horrible. Like you can only wear it if you at your home, like you get dressed at the location and put it on and never sit for the rest of the night. But guys, the only issue you have to deal with is the seatbelt.
And they can take those off in the car and then just throw it on.
Yeah, because you wear the guayabera.
And you wear the wife beater underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Tank top.
What in the fuck am I sitting through right now? This is an education. I
was Latin fancy dress.
I was married and like I was married into a Cuban family for almost 3 years and I never fucking dealt with any of the science. Awkward silence. Go
ahead. There's many things I can question there.
Moving on. And we're going to sidestep that landmine.
Yeah.
just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming.
But
So today was Sophie's graduation, and that's what the boys had to wear guayabera, white guayabera, khaki pants.
They did a little dance.
They did two dances.
Like Beyonce. I didn't want to make you mad, but that's what I felt when she was stomping her little adorable feet.
You got like the best, like, angle for the video because she was dancing to you.
Oh yeah, she was.
She was overplaying every single move.
Oh my god, I love her so much.
Well, okay, so when the kids all walked out, they walk out and they're like setting up in their little formation or whatever. Sophie's one of the last ones to
come out.
They
got in formation.
like Beyonce, just saying.
She came out. I'll show you guys the video now. But she came out, and you see her, and she's like scanning the crowd, like all the kids are like looking for their parents. When she finds me and my mom, she starts jumping in, like walking. She's like, "Wella, mom, Wella," and like jumping up and down, screaming. I'm like, shut up.
She's like, not mine. Like looking behind you, like, hey, are you her mom?
And then like the vice principal's like giving a speech about how the kids have learned so much, and she's standing there like putting her hands up and like making shapes with her fingers, and then she's like, mommy. She's like in the fourth row, so she's not close to me. She's like, mom, like whispering. I'm like, you're the only one making noise. Like, the only one.
She's a leader.
She really is. But let me find you the video of her.
Do you want to talk about how you and your mom twinned it up?
Me and my mom were twinning today. Totally.
By accident.
By accident. Look, here, they're walking in. Let me fast forward to where she is because she's towards the end. Dun, dun, dun.
Podcasting.
Well, okay, so she's coming. But yeah, me and my mom are twinning. Here, she's coming.
There she is.
Watch, look. She's scanning the room. Scanning the room.
There you are! Oh my God, that's so great!
Pomp and Circumstance is playing. Yeah, all the children are...
And she's jumping up and down. Like, there's other kids waving at their parents, but she's literally hopping. Like, she's so excited to see us.
Her hair game is so on point.
Hi, mom.
She's so cute.
Yeah, she has, like, that huge, like, you pay for that hair.
I did. I curled her hair last night. I used my curling iron. And it was so a big funny. Test of her patience, because I'm like, you cannot move. That's also part of the reason why I burned off my fingertips yesterday. But, she danced her little heart out today. But yeah, me and my mom were twinning a little bit too hard today. Yeah. Like, from head to toe twinning.
But it wasn't planned. That's important to remind the folks.
It was not planned. I hate all of my clothes right now. So, like, you know what? I just grabbed, like, a black button-down shirt. It has, like, a little lace cutout. It's really cute. And I'm like, you know what? Jeans and some ballerina flats. And I had my hair down. I'm like, a little bit of makeup. Cool. It's kindergarten graduation. It's not, you know, the Met Gala. So, my mom gets here because she's going to take Oliver to school so I can stay at Sophie's school and get a good seat. And I open the door and I look my mom up and down and I'm like, we're dressed exactly the same. Like, down to the fact that we're both wearing ballerina flats. We both have our jeans cuffed. Her shirt also has cutouts. She didn't have lace, but she had gold little details in her shirt. And my favorite.
Because you haven't dyed your hair purple again. Because
I haven't fixed my purple. I haven't re-dyed the purple. My hair is currently gray. My mom's hair is also gray. So, literally head to toe. And then, like, as we're sitting in waiting for the commencement to start, I'm like, I look at my mom and I take a selfie because I'm giggling at how we're dressed the same, and we take a selfie and I'm like, our lipstick is the same color. All of this completely unplanned. So as hard as you try, you always become your
God mother. Help me. Nope. You want to know why? I go to therapy every 2 weeks. I'm trying to undo that fucking train with or without kids, because fuck that.
I love it. Yeah.
Life. Mm. Oh, there was one more thing I wanted to talk about. I was on a romantic comedy / whatever bender this week. I hold Christina Mercancini responsible for this.
Christy. I was like, who's Christina? Just
Christy. It is Christy.
Christy Mercancini. I hold you personally responsible for my downward spiral this
She's
week.
She's been personally victimized.
Fuck. I've been Christine staying Mercancini. Away from all of these cute fucking movies because I don't
Guys,
have time
we,
for that
we
shit.
We watched The Kissing Booth on Netflix.
I fucking hate myself for liking it so much.
It was so good.
It wasn't good.
It was so
It was
good.
Okay. But it was so good. Take every high school movie cliche. Mm-hmm. Put it in a blender, mm-hmm. But like, you know, it's set in California, so it's gluten-free, vegan, blendered.
At least it wasn't Nicholas Sparks, so it wasn't like...
That was my first mistake, because I watched The Longest Ride on Sunday with my BFF, Fanny. And when the movie was done, I got up and I go, I hate this movie. She goes, aha! You think it's cute. And I'm like, no, I don't. I hate this movie. She goes, you're only saying you hate this movie because you love it. And I go, no, I hate this movie. Fast forward to the next day, I'm talking to her and my other friend, Lisa. And I was, and because my friend Lisa.
Hi, friend Lisa. Hi, friend Fanny.
They're obsessed. Not there. I'm sorry. Lisa has a major celebrity crush on Scott Eastwood. Mm-hmm. Where, like, if she, you know how, like, when I'm having a sad day, you guys send me Jason Momoa gifts because you're good people with mm-hmm. good souls. If she's having a bad day or an off day, we'll send her Scott Eastwood gifts. So then somehow he got brought up, and I was like, oh my god, I watched it yesterday. She goes, what'd you think? I go, I really hate myself for having to admit this, but if now we need to fight over Scott Eastwood because it's so goddamn hot. And then that was Sunday. Then Tuesday I was like, because the thing is, I think Netflix, since it just came out, they're like have it all right. over everywhere. And I was like, fine, let me see if it's like, let me just see if it how bad it is. Flash forward to an hour in, and I stopped and I texted you guys, and I was like, okay, I had to stop because it's so fucking impossible of a movie. That it was making me mad.
The best part, I texted Christy, I'm like, how did Molly Ringwald get that house? I texted
and
both
I
of
told,
you.
And I told you, she's a Kardashian surrogate. That's the only explanation.
Dude, that house, ridiculous, doesn't even begin to cover that house.
The house is what bothered you? Kissing in the rain, not the fucking guy in the motorcycle.
I love kissing
who in likes the rain. Quirky, of course he likes a quirky girl. And like,
because she's not throwing herself at him.
And she's different and all this bullshit that's not real. And it just made me totally so mad. Real. So I stopped and I texted you. And I think the fact that I texted you and I was like, this movie's making me mad. You're like, well, now I want to watch it.
I need to see what all the hullabaloo is about.
And you watched it in one sitting and you loved it.
I did.
And Christy, did you like the kissing booth?
I did. And I'm like semi-obsessed with like the people that are in it because the girl...
You're semi-obsessed with...
Joey King, right?
Joey King. I didn't realize watching it. I now know she was the girl that played in the movie version. She was Ramona in Ramona and Beezus with the mm-hmm. Selena Gomez that was Beezus. And she was Ramona, like the Ramona stories, like all that stuff. Like she was that little girl with the like bangs and bowl cut.
Yes.
Yeah,
and it's grown up into this.
And yes, now she gets the and the guy is Australian, right?
He is Australian, and they're together in real life.
So that just makes your fucking ovaries explode. Mm-hmm.
It does. It kind of really
because
does.
Obviously when people get fall in love at work, it always works out, right, guys?
Well, it did for
I know,
oh, no, but you didn't fall in love at work.
No, I didn't.
No, I'm talking about like actors.
Well, not like a lot of them it does work out because they understand each other. Duff Cameron and Thomas Dowdy.
They're not married.
What words are those?
The descendants.
Descendants. That's Harry.
Okay. One. How old are they?
20s now?
No. Next.
Britt Robson and Dylan O'Brien are still together. They've been together for over 10 years.
Okay. That's one. If you're under 25, I'm not going to believe
you. Isn't Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins still together?
No, they broke up.
When?
Like a couple years ago.
But they lasted...
Forever.
They broke up.
But it was a lifetime.
That's like regular people divorce. Like, yeah, that's okay.
That's like, we've been married for 30 years and I can't take your crap anymore. Not like, we just met last week, we're married and I'm
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
John Travolta.
Is an alien.
John Travolta and Kelly Preston.
That's because the aliens have their fucking marriage in the... I say that as I'm fucking looking at the Predator.
There's a lot.
I can counter two for everyone you just named.
Well, obviously, it's, but...
Ryan Gosling and Regina George. Angelina Jolie and
Ryan
Brad Pitt.
Ryan Gosling was never with Rachel McAdams.
Yes, they were. They got together...
Ryan Gosling... Oh, I thought you said Ryan Reynolds. I got very confused there. No. I was like, she was not.
Speaking of Ryan Reynolds and Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, but Scarlett Johansson can't keep a man.
Yeah, but he's with Blake Lively now.
Okay. And that's his, like, lobster.
Okay, yeah. Correct. But I'm not negating that.
Scarlett Johansson. Hello, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. They met on a movie.
Hayden Christensen and what's her name?
The Green Lantern?
Yeah.
Well, at least one good thing came out of that shitty ass movie. Oh my God, you guys. I went to watch Deadpool 2 with my BFF Vanessa.
That's me.
We went on a friend date and we're sitting there. possibly the greatest commentary I've ever heard. We're sitting there and everyone knows that.
Did you hear this question?
Everyone knows that. What's this guy's name?
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin.
Isn't Josh Brolin married to. ¿Cómo se llama?
Very
Barbara Streisand, isn't he?
No, his dad.
No,
is
that's his dad. Barbara Streisand is his stepmother.
His dad's married to.
Were you thinking about it because of Phoebe? Yeah. Okay. Separate subject. Anyway.
Stephanie is yelling.
I hope she's not driving and listening.
I think she just popped a vein in her forehead. So-
So, Christy, listen to me. We're watching Deadpool. The theater is mostly empty, and
it was maybe like 10 people included.
Correct. And we're cracking up. We're having a great BFF old time. Josh Brolin's character Cable shows up, and he's trying. You initially, as a viewer, think he's coming after.
He's looking for Deadpool.
Yeah, Wade / Deadpool. But he's, you know, there's a plot twist, whatever. But as he's storming through the jail, as he's storming through the jail, he's has these gadgets and it's pulling up shit.
It pulls up like the display, like he has like that,
a computer monitor and whatever from his wrist, and it's this holy shit moment. And because God is on my side, he put Vanessa next to me, and in that moment. Vanessa turns to me and goes, "Is Cable the internet?" And I have to tell you that it was the fucking greatest part of not the greatest part of the movie, but in my lifetime.
His name is Cable, not DSL.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Like, the internet goes through cables. Like, you need a cable to.
There's like, Cable DSL.
Yeah, and there he's like, "But we have Wi-Fi." I'm like, "Yes, but your router needs to be plugged into the wall. It needs a cable."
It's not about the logic.
It's people. A metaphor.
It's exactly. Not- he has like the cables in his arm and then his Wi-Fi display. So and nobody has yet to answer my question. So I'm going to go ahead and say yes. He is the internet.
To the point where yesterday I was feeling like I was not feeling well. And
we both were not feeling well.
Yeah,
yesterday.
We weren't feeling well, but I remember
we were having sympathy pains for each other.
So I text her randomly because I could do that with
Don't
Vanessa
shake your head at us.
Out of nowhere.
Don't shake your head at us.
And I
Christy.
Go, I don't know why, but I was about to spiral, but I just thought of that moment when you turned to me in the movies and go, "Is Cable? Is Cable the internet?" But it was like, it came from her little heart. It came that she wanted to. She needed answers, and nobody's giving me answers. Nobody's told her yes or no yet, because everybody listens to that scenario and they get mad. I'm the only one that thinks it's fucking great.
They give me the SMH phase, and then I get no response. So I'm going to go ahead and say yes. He is.
Cable's the internet.
Cable's sure. The internet. It makes me happy to believe that Cable's fucking internet.
So today.
And don't at me. All right.
So today we've learned that wearing jewelry, different kind of jewelry will tell your date that you're into butt stuff or not. Never, ever give me a fucking blue sparkly jelly bracelet because # no butt stuff. John Cena and Nikki Bella lived happily ever after. Cable's the internet. And Sophie graduated. Oh my God. Now we're talking about kids. Jeff and Christy's child, Nathan.
Giant.
He fucking eats popcorn.
Oh my God.
Like a fucking adult.
He eats popcorn like he's gonna die.
Okay, guys.
My kid popcorn. Is obsessed Bro, with popcorn.
Okay, so we're in the Orlando Airbnb house, also known as the Orange House, also known as to you guys. Your kids think that the other kid is living in that house.
My kid thinks it's Vanessa, it's Oliver and Sophie's house, and Oliver and Sophie think it's Nate's house.
Correct.
Well, yeah, because when we pulled up, Jeff was outside the house, and Sophie goes, does he live here? And then and every time we were in the park, she was like, I want to go home. Not home, home, to Theo Jeff's home. And I was like,
Nathan will randomly tell me, I want to go back home. And I'm like, Papa, we are home. He goes, no, the Orange House, Oliver and Sophie house.
Right. So they obviously, like good parents, have snacks for the children. And
always.
And so initially I thought it was like, oh, Nate's hungry. So I worked out a system with him where this is what he would do. He would ask his mom for the little packet of popcorn that already
AKA popped. Daddy popcorn.
Daddy popcorn. The white cheddar popcorn smart pops.
Correct. The individual packet.
Right.
And then I think one time Christy goes, go tell Titi Messi to open it for you. And then I charged him one kernel for opening the bag. I think the kid is a genius because he just decided this is how we're going to fucking do this all weekend.
And he just decided to bypass the middleman, which is me.
Right. And he went and he started grabbing it and then I would check and be like, Christy, it's his seventh bag. And she's like, it's fine, whatever. So then I checked with him every time. And I think one time he was like, Titi, you take one, but I need you to open it. Like, he already knew the arrangement. But this kid,
bro, but like,
okay, and then so we went to the park,
and then we're at the park, and I go, Christy, can I buy your kid ice cream? Because I bought Sophie and Oliver ice cream, and I asked them first, of course, and she goes, no, he's not gonna want that. He's gonna want popcorn. And I turn around, and he's eating
the bucket.
And he's eating that shit like a gangster. Like, it's fucking death row, and this is his last meal.
But like, Oliver and Sophie wanted a little bit of his popcorn. He was like, this is
mommy. Popcorn isn't for sharing.
This is daddy popcorn. Not sharing with Sophie and
this
Oliver.
This is why popcorn? The popcorn bucket is $10 and then you get $1.75 for refills. We know this because that is my kid's like go-to for the entire week.
You don't say.
We make that. We make Disney sorry for that price differential.
You make them second guess it?
We make them second guess that refill price.
Christy's the reason why our tickets are going up.
Yeah. And then Sophie, these are Daisy moments that only I have. Sophie started this game where she was drawing me pictures. And then I was playing along because I don't kill magic. And so she would leave them for me wherever I was. Fairy. Yeah, the drawing fairy. So the drawing fairy would leave me pictures, and of course Titi Missy loved them. And then she was like egging me on. She's like, do you know who it is? And I'm like, I have no idea. Have you seen the drawing fairy? I think one of them, which melted my heart, she wrote, do you love me, yes or no? I was like, what do you mean? What kind of question is that? Do you want my money? Take it all. I don't care. So that was my thing with her. And she finally told me the day we were leaving, she's like, do you want to know who it is? I know who it is. And I'm like, who? And she goes, me! Like, like the Elle Woods gift. Like, me! That thing. And then Ollie and I had this thing going where I had him... I fed him one meal during one session of mac and cheese, and I kept telling him one more, and he knew I was lying, and I knew that he knew I was lying, but I kept telling him one more, and he kept eating another bite. So for the rest of the week, I was chasing him around going, one more, and he's like, uh-uh, Titi, and running away. So that was my thing, but being a Titi is awesome.
It is.
Especially when the kids aren't assholes, and your kids aren't assholes, and I'm not just saying that because you're my BFF, so I mean it.
Well, no, our kids are like good kids. Like, we want.
I mean, they're assholes when they want to.
When they want to be, but like,
but okay, who isn't? One time, I hit my friend with a fucking Cuban bread just because I'm an asshole.
Well, like, look,
please
like,
refer to this on the week's way here Bro episode.
Like, on the way here today, like Jeff told me I have to tell the story. On the way here, I told you when I got here that I dressed up and like I did my hair and makeup a little bit when I left my house because I got home from work and I was like, I was not feeling it.
You look beautiful.
Thank you. I felt very like blah. And Jeff like saw me getting dressed and he's like, you guys going out? Are you going to record? I'm like, no, we're going to record. I just felt very blah and I wasn't feeling it. So I wanted to, you know, sometimes make yourself feel better. I want to make myself feel pretty. So I'm in the bathroom giving Nate a bath before we headed over here. And Nate's in the bathtub, and Jeff tries to make me feel better. So he go, like, he'd already told me, oh no, you look really pretty, you know, doing the Jeff thing. And he comes into the bathroom and he's like, Nathan, doesn't mommy look pretty? And I was already waiting for it. And he goes, nope. and he goes, no. And I go, and I'm like, let's leave him alone. You know how he is. He's playing. He's in the bathtub. And Jeff was like, no, no, no. He goes, Nathan, pay attention. And I go, and he goes, what, daddy? What? And he goes, doesn't mommy look pretty? And he goes, he looks at me and he goes, no, I don't want mommy to look pretty. And I go, and I thought about it for a second, and I go, wait a minute, there's more to this. So I go to Nathan, I go, Nathan, you don't want mama to look pretty? He goes, no, mommy. And I go, why don't you want mommy to look pretty? What's going to happen if mommy looks pretty? And he goes, mommy going to blast off. Mommy going to leave. He associated that if I was getting dressed up, that meant I was going out.
Yeah.
I can't.
And I go, Papa, it's okay. I'm going to be here. I'm just going to go for a little bit. He goes, okay.
He's so sweet. Jeff faked yelled at me in the minivan. It was fake. We don't yell at each other for real. And
except for when he's here and he's screaming your name and you're like on the other side of my house.
Yeah, no, man,
that's real yelling.
But that's love, though. That's still not angry.
It was a similar.
Yeah, but it was in a similar, context, okay, where he was driving. Imagine, picture this, folks. We're in a minivan. I'm in all the way in the last row,
third row seating.
Jeff is driving, and he said something to me, and we're whatever bantering, and he fake yelled at me the way he does. Maybe you've heard it, like, here sometimes, Missy, or whatever. And Nate goes
like, "Shut up,
Nate,
Missy,"
who had been glued to his tablet for the 2 hours we had been on the road. Puts it down. He goes, no, daddy, don't yell at Dee Dee. And I was like, yeah, don't yell at me. Don't yell at me, punk.
Pull me back, bro.
And then I think later on, I was being complimentary. I was talking to Jeff about his friends, and I was like, hey, because I was telling him how at Tabletop at Artistic Vibes, we had such a great time. You guys should definitely check out those episodes if you haven't. And I'm like, you know, your friends are really cool. Like, I was like this random person that they didn't know, and they like let me hang out and taught me how to play these games that I don't know the fucking names to this point or whatever. And I'm like, so your friends are really cool. Nate puts down his tablet again. He goes, hey, my friends are cool too. and then they started obviously like egging him on, and I found out that he has like, I don't know, how many girlfriends does he have? He has three girlfriends, and he has a friend, like, there's this whole little crew that he has. But if everyone should know that Jeff's friends are cool, but so are Nate's friends and his girlfriends.
He was very adamant about that.
I'm sure Nate's friends are cooler.
Well, we're Jeff's friends.
Yeah.
I'm sure 4-year-olds are cooler than us.
Nate's friends are cooler than us.
Whatever, man.
Listen, we're sitting here talking into microphones, and they're all sleeping. Who's the winner?
I have a great personality, and that's all that matters in life.
I'm kind of pretty.
I'm pretty on the inside.
That's where it counts.
That's where it counts, right, guys?
Apparently, I'm going to blast off into space.
Oh, that's really sweet.
That's so sweet,
though. Was really cute. I was impressed.
You guys have the sweetest kids.
Like, I was actually, like, it took me aback, like, when he said it. I was like, okay, this is why you have kids.
Yeah, when they do sweet shit like that, like, today Sophie's getting ready for her graduation. She's wearing a really cute like light pink dress, and it has like these really cool sequins, but they're not like shiny, they're like matte sequins, which I never seen before, and I thought that was really cool. And it has like lace, and it's a really pretty dress, came from Target. And I curled her hair with a curling iron, so she looked really pretty. I put like a little bit of a pink lip stain on her so she would look nice for the graduation. And I'm like walking around the house, and I'm wearing jeans and a black shirt. Like, it's really not out of this world outfit. And I walk by Sophie. She goes, mommy, you look really beautiful with that shirt. And I was like, oh, I'm like, thanks, mommy. But you look even more beautiful in your pretty pink dress. And she's like, no, mommy, you look more beautiful in your shirt. And I'm like, okay.
Somebody's up. That's why you have kids. Because they have moments of like... And that's why
Nikki Bella should want to have
biology.
Kids.
No, that's why children are made that adorable. Because the bad moments or the meltdowns and the tantrums and stuff like that, they disappear in 2 seconds when that little bugger comes up to you and is like, mommy, I love you. I just want to give you a hug.
I have to tell you that you might be right, but I don't know. I just think that it's kids are pretty cool, man.
Kids are cool in general. And
but it's so much work. Like, I don't know. I going back to what I was trying to say earlier is that usually I go on these Disney trips and it's either married couples, but never kids. There's never kids around. And I've always, because I like to people watch, hashtag not a creeper. I always noticed that parents, you don't fucking, you're, that doesn't, shouldn't count as a vacation for you. But neither, like, nevertheless, you guys bust your ass to give this to your kids.
Making memories.
But I think that, like, going back to your point where you're saying, like, didn't Nate have, like, fun for the in the
parade? Oh, my God. That moment, honestly, every meltdown, tantrum, uncomfortable, getting wet in the rain, anything that we went through was erased the second that we got to Magic Kingdom on Sunday and Nate for the first time was excited and interacted and sat on Jeff's shoulders to see the parade. And he was so happy and dancing and singing and laughing and saying hi to the characters that I, both me and Jeff teared up because Nathan usually like would be like hiding in his stroller or like walk away or like he didn't want to.
Doesn't he put his hands over his
ears? Yeah, it's too loud for him or he doesn't like it or he doesn't want to. He's not the kid that wants to watch the parade. He's not the kid that wants to go to the character meet and greets. Like he just doesn't care about things like that. So for the first time when we saw the parade as soon as we were walking in and Jeff put him on his shoulders like, look, and he was interacting and happy and excited. Like that was, like that made the weekend.
It was a cute moment. It was a really cute moment.
I had to take his popcorn bucket away.
Because he was going to give Jeff a concussion.
Because he was trying to eat his popcorn bucket while he was on top of Jeff's shoulders. So the bucket was like going to bang into Jeff's head.
Parenting is so glamorous, you guys.
Yeah, and it's like there's a lot of shit because like you saw my 4-page like packing list.
Oh my God, you guys. You haven't, this woman, first of all, you remember old school Full House episode where the Tanner family is celebrating being a family and they go on vacation and they end up getting lost and there's Danny Tanner's clipboard of fun that was supposed to plan everything out for their Hawaiian vacation. Well, if Danny Tanner's clipboard of fun was a person, It would be Christy
Mercantini.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Now, this woman busted her ass finding us a house.
She really did.
Then trying to get all of us to agree on a house. Then
She made us t-shirts.
She booked all the fast passes and the dinner reservations. No, I think that was on the spot.
That was me.
Oh, yeah, the Canadian one.
The Canadian one and the Hollywood and Vine. So the Hollywood and Vine was on the spot.
So thanks for setting us up for meals.
No problem.
And then I thought
those two were better than the barbecue.
Oh my God. And then I think it was like a week before, no, 2 weeks before, she's like, I'm starting to work on the list. And I'm like, what fucking list are you talking about?
Oh yeah, she started packing 2 weeks before we left.
And then at that point, I was still like, I was not going. I didn't decide to go until the very last minute. And I'm glad that I decided to go. But I was like, send me this list. I need to get my eyes on it. Bro. You would not imagine the shit that this woman thinks of bringing.
How old is this list?
It's been tweaked over the last, like, 4 years.
Wait.
And 4 years.
And she goes,
well, I've had, like, a smaller list before Nathan.
She goes, it's a living document. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Because I have living documents at work for project management shit. This is a vacation.
A living document.
It changes according to the vacation. I'm like, what the fuck world is this? And then the finalized copy was sent to all of us. Mm-hmm. And holy shit. Now, did I pay attention to it? Nope. But was I impressed? Hell
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't have to
That is a level of organization, Christy. It is impressive.
But you want to know why I didn't have to stress it? Because I go, she's going to have the fucking Band-Aids and the Q-tips. What do I need to fucking pack them for?
Yeah, I
and
had she a did. Whole CVS bag.
But then she made us go to Walmart.
I didn't
we went
go
to Walmart a lot.
We did. We went to Walmart like four times in 4 days.
Yeah, but the boys ran away.
I think the boys just did it to go.
One time Oliver got to go, but...
Oliver got to go and came back with a giant truck.
Yeah, I took Nathan one time to Publix. just because I was like,
DT Missy was napping and then got woken up. No, lady.
You're licky today.
She's licky all the time.
She's licky all the time.
Thirsty, bitch.
You ate my cookie, too.
Okay, so Oliver just woke up.
Oh, no.
And he was like, as soon as he saw me, he gave me that smile where I know that he's going to ask me for something that, like...
Bro, how do you fucking get mad at that kid? Like, I cannot.
It's hard. Getting mad at him is difficult. Like I said,
they're made really adorable.
Yeah, they are. So that you don't kill them.
It's a trap.
Uh-huh. So he looks at me, he goes... Yo quiere tu cama. So he wanted to go sleep in my bed. Oh, yeah, that's his new thing now. He loves sleeping in my bed. So, which when Neri's not home, I don't care. I have a king-size bed. The three of us fit. It's fine. So I pick him up and I'm like, okay, your diaper's a little squishy. Let's change your diaper and then we'll go. So I put him down. I told him, like, we're going to change your diaper. And I put him down and he was like, no. And he did one of these, like, with one hand by his face and the other hand pointing to my room. And they're both, like, pointing at the door, and I'm like, okay, and change your diaper first. So you go and change his diaper, and he starts talking to me about Disney and the house at Disney, and he wants to go back to the house at Disney. So then I change his diaper, I pick him up, and I'm like hugging him, walking to my room, and I walk into my room, and I hear a noise, and I turn around, and Sophie's already in my bed.
Nice. Yep, sounds about right. Your story checks out.
Great. Good for her.
But my favorite thing is that yesterday she was complaining about how when she comes into my room in the middle of the night, Oliver gets there first, so he's in the middle next to me, and she has to sleep on the end, like on Neri's side. And she's like, but I want to sleep next to you. Today, that she got there first.
She starfished that middle?
And no, she's on the end, on Neri's side. And I'm like,
riddle me this, Sophie.
Whatever.
I don't care. Her hair is luxurious.
It's fantastic. Her hair is so pretty.
Kids.
She gets compliments everywhere we go. Oh my God, her hair is so
super
gorgeous.
Pretty. Super pretty.
She's got good hair. She is Becky with the good hair. She's Sophie with the good hair.
She's Sophie with the good hair.
Oh my goodness.
What else do we have?
I think that's it. Chrissy just went to the bathroom, so I'm gonna pause it and then we can talk about the wine when she comes back. So hold please. All right. Thanks for holding.
I'm back.
Yay! Welcome back from the bathroom, Christy.
Yeah. Hope everything came out okay.
No pa tanto.
Well, real quick, speaking of the bathroom, I'm 1,000% sure that my kids flushed a toy down their toilet because every, like, day or every other day, that bathroom clogs. And it clogs hard. And it's, like, so hard to unclog it.
It's clogged AF.
Yeah, it is clogged.
You should go on Amazon and get those, like, plastic sticker things.
Nah.
It's Asian. And it's a sticker that you can do, apparently, with Saran wrap. Mm-hmm. And what you do is, it's a sticker that you buy, and it's instead of a plunger. What you do is, you place it on the toilet bowl, you unpeel the sticker, and it basically... It's a sticker the size of the basin of the bowl. Mm-hmm. And it sticks completely around, making a seal.
Oh, yeah.
And you flush the toilet and let the water rise up. And then with the pressure that builds under the sticker, you then, it says the instructions on the thing, you like push down on the plastic and the vacuum of the air like whooshes it. And it does like an unclogging feature, like a plunger would. Mm-hmm. But it's apparently like super like stronger than a plunger.
Interesting.
Because you're using the force of the vacuum and not your human like personal force
right
on the plungy.
Interesting. Well, yeah, besides that, there's something blocking the pipe, and it's not...
You have to snake that sucker.
It's not organic, because it's not deteriorating. Because Sophie has the bowels of a grown man.
Like, so does my kid, so I told him
to do that. Dude, when she was 4, we were in North Carolina for my cousin's wedding, and she clogged the hotel toilet with just her poo. And it was so bad, we had to call maintenance to come unclog it. So it is, yeah, it's, yeah. I know that when she turns 16 and finds out I told this story on a podcast, she's going to kill me, but whatever. So that's my struggle this week. But So now that we went the toilet route, let's talk about our wine, shall we? Again, Christy brought us a Prophecy Red Blend. This is a 2015. Oh, yes, I've seen this.
Yeah. 2015 Red Blend. It's a California wine. Apparently, the wine is a mix of grapes from Washington and California.
Yes. And it says the soft, supple mouthfeel and ripe flavors of dark cherry intertwine for a deliciously satisfying blend that culminates in a long, silky finish.
Like, I liked it.
I liked it, too.
I had looked up the reviews before, and somebody said it was very aromatic, and it really is. And they said that it wasn't too bitter. It wasn't, the tannins weren't that strong.
It had a dark, really well with our fried rice.
It did go very well with fried rice. I could see it being a very good steak wine.
Mm-hmm.
But I did enjoy it.
I enjoyed it quite a bit.
So. I think Prophecy is it's a very smooth. I liked it.
Two thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. So that is it for us this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. If you liked our podcast, you can find us on Acast, iTunes, and the Geek Bro Network. And Geek Bro is our home where you can find us, as well as a whole bunch of other podcasts. You can find the What's Up Bro podcast, where you can find Missy regularly. The Mount Geekmore podcast, What's Good, Shiver, Zeroes on Heroes, Comedy Fitness, Talking Geek, and we have another podcast coming soon. I feel like we've been saying it for a year now, but it's coming, I swear, it's coming. It's called Seasons. And yeah, that's our home. If you have any wine recommendations for us, if you have any stories you want to share with us, or you just want to like vent or whatever, you can email us mamasandmerlot, mommasandmerlot at gmail.com. It's also how we spell everything across all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, blah, 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 whatever. What other social media site we've signed up for?
Yeah, if it is, it's going to be Mama's and Merlot.
Yeah, it's always going to be Mama's and Merlot. That's us. So thank you, Missy, for being here.
Thanks for
filling
having
in
me.
For our staff. And we love your faces. And cheers.
Cheers.